we're back live. My name is Ryben. Welcome to Meet the Streamer episode 3. We're gonna get the show on the road. We're sitting down with the Red Monster. He's gonna talk about his story into streaming and then where he started from, how you know, I guess gamer, streamer, Twitch affiliate, and his road and his hardships and how he got here to where he is today. So everyone, welcome Mr. Red Monster. We have it set up a little bit differently
because
PC and PS4 and Discord and whatnot. So I'm actually capturing his live stream. So if it looks a little odd, it's the best we can do. But the audio is gonna be crisp. So listen to what he has to say. Red, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Appreciate you having me here today.
Yeah, man.
Excited to be here. Definitely.
Definitely, we're excited to have you here as well. Damn it, I just broke everything. I broke it. Hold on 1 second.
What did you break?
I broke your stream, but keep talking. Let's talk about you and how you got into your stream, how you started, where you started from, and what made you get into streaming and why.
How I started, where I started. All right, well, I mean, I've always been into gaming, like, pretty much my whole life. Yeah, I've always been a fan of video games. And I don't know, I played so much, you know, I put a lot of time into it at one point as, like, the years went by. And I was always wishing there was something, like, I could do with what I would consider my talent, you know? Because I always considered myself definitely better than your average gamer, you know? But, so, I don't know, I was just having a conversation like that with one of my online buddies that I used to play The Division with. And he was like, yo, you should give streaming a shot. You know, I stream myself, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, man, you know, I would love to get into it, but you know, that stuff costs money, right? Blah, blah, blah. I just don't have the money for that. And he was like, what do you mean? It's free. You know, like this is all you have to do, blah, 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 you know, right from your console, you know, you don't need a camera to do it, blah, blah, blah. And he kind of just walked me through step by step how you could actually begin to stream and how simple it actually was just to get started. Because that's really what was holding me back, was like taking the first step, because it was uncharted water, you know, it was, you know, just unfamiliar ground. And I just didn't know where to begin, and I didn't know who to ask questions to. But yeah, it was just like after a long night of grinding The Division, we literally pulled an all-nighter. This is at like 10 a.m. in the morning after playing The Division all night. He's just walking me through, telling me how I needed a Twitter to, you know, associate with my gaming, like my PSN. And I started streaming that day. That was the first time I ever streamed. That kid's name was Senacity, and I'm still in contact with. This was like maybe years ago, a month. Like him and I had that conversation, right. And from there is when, like, I wouldn't say things took off, but that's when I slowly started getting into streaming. And it, like I said, it was just. It came from a passion of always loving to play video games. I've always been very competitive. So, like I said, I always wanted to, like, kind of just take my gaming to a next level and kind of, like, share it with people past, like, you know, making clips and posts and stuff to YouTube or something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. So, that's a great way to get into it. Especially doing a 17-hour, oh my gosh, that's a long ass time. That's crazy. I don't know how to do 17 hours. I think I might hurt or something. That's a long time, dude. But you're still in touch with him now, which is awesome. And is he still streaming too? You guys stream together, or?
No, we haven't streamed together. I don't really ever see him streaming. And like now that, you know, now that I've been, you know, taking streaming seriously and everything, I'm on Twitch a lot. I rarely ever see him on. Like, I check him out when he is, but I never see him streaming. But, you know, he hops into my once in a while and everything. And I told him, you know, that I was taking stream, because I spoke to him a couple weeks ago, told him that, you know, I'm taking streaming kind of seriously now that things are kind of taking off. And, you know, that it was thanks to him. I made sure that, you know, I thanked him, though, you know, because, yeah, if it wasn't for him, I probably would have never had the knowledge to, like, actually have the confidence to get started. Mm. Oh, Cherry, if you want other audio, hold on. Sorry, there's a multi-link that you got. Hold on. Give me a second. It's because he's streaming from PC. I'm streaming from console. It's just a little difficult. But
I got deleted.
hold on. I'm posting.
No, let's go ahead. Let's go place it, dude. Go ahead. Where is he? Take your time. But, oh, you get that straightened out. There you go. There's a multi-twitch.
Right.
Wants to watch it.
Yeah, Cherry, that's a multi-twitch right there. So then you can hear both of us interacting with each other.
Cool.
But so, yeah, so I'm not really sure what... we kind of fell out of touch because I did kind of fall out of touch with everyone online for about a year. But, like, we're still friends on PlayStation and everything. And like I said, we chat from time to time. But I don't think he's streaming as much.
Okay, so you took you're taking streaming like to the next level. You're like, you want to make it a little bit more than just sitting online and gaming.
Yeah, well, I mean, so starting in December, I was like, you know, I wanted to try to make the push. I saw the requirements to be affiliate. And I looked at it and I told myself, yo, I can do this. So I decided to make the push for affiliate. And I started, so prior to December, I had never done, I should give a little like backstory. Prior to December, I had never done like any networking or really, you know, trying to make friends with other streamers or, you know, just no promoting, no self-promoting really. Sometimes, maybe once in a while I would throw out a tweet, yo, I'm going live, blah blah blah, but nothing really fantastic, nothing that was catching anyone's eye, and it was rare that I was doing so. But so starting in December, I started networking and you know, trying to get my name out there, trying to make some friends and everything, spending a lot of time in other people's Twitch channels, you know, connections. And yeah, I told myself that, yeah, affiliate was absolutely something that I could do. Like, not that it was the main goal, but it was just kind of like a stepping stone. Like, I told myself, like, you can monetize your channel. You can take it from regular streamer to affiliate. And then the end goal is to become partner, like, make this a full-time gig eventually. Like, I'm sure that's a lot of people's aspiration, but I'm very confident that I can make that like a reality. So that's what I want to do. I'm very new as far as like the behind the scenes, you know, aspect of streaming, I definitely would say, but I'm gaining the knowledge and kind of doing everything I can to improve now with the
that's right. I whispered it.
Okay.
I whispered it. He's good. Or he's good.
But shit, what was I saying? But yeah, I just want to try to take. I'm trying to do what I can to improve my channel now with like the tools that I have available. Eventually, I just want to continue community and improve my channel and just try to have the best Twitch channel I possibly can, put out the best content that I can, like an amazing community where, you know, I'm like on a where I'm like developing personal friendships, connections with, you know, the people that are engaging with me through my Twitch, Twitter, what have you, Discord, you know.
That's a big thing, definitely. Definitely, having that, making those connections, I think, is the biggest. The engagement with Twitch and networking is huge. So I'm not. No, very important. And getting back, doing the networking is very important. And starting as like a streamer and starting off, you don't know ever know where to go. I think we met because you helped my website. you DM'd me on Twitter, and that's calling out. Hey, you got I had like double words or something misspelled. It was very bad. And Red Monster was like, hey, by the way, this is you know, check this out. And this is how our friendship started.
It was very
cool. So many different ways of, you know, networking and getting into the whole thing.
Because prior to networking, like I said, like December is like my where I started to network. I'd been before I had taken like a year off from streaming, I had still streamed for approximately a year, and I had developed I believe 23 followers, and I'd made a few connections with a few of those followers, but nothing like crazy substantial with more than like one or two people. Yo, Bacon, what's good? Thanks for being here. Welcome. What up, man? I made like a couple friends through those 23 followers. Then December came around, I started, you know, promoting, networking, making friends and everything. I got up to, so in the past like 2 months, I've got 50 followers added on top of that 23. I'm at like 74, 75 right now, something like that. So it's made a huge difference. And really, I've made the push from December till I believe it's been 2 weeks I've been affiliate. So, you know, it took me like a month and a half to really like put my mind to it and like grind and get to affiliate. So,
it looks like you're doing really good. I mean, looks like you're pushing really good, you know, which is awesome. And to get affiliate in that much time, that's excellent, dude. You know, and coming back from like after a little hiatus, and then hitting the ground running, you're doing good, dude.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Yeah, it feels good. Like I said, initially, like previous to the interview, I mentioned that it was kind of like surreal at first, you know,
right?
Becoming affiliate and. It was just kind of like a lot at once. And still, right now, I feel like I still have so much going on at once, you know?
That's the hardest thing.
There's so much I want to do for my channel. There's so many, like, there's thousands of crazy-ass ideas I have for my channel, you know? Like, I'm waiting on emotes to come in still. So, there's still, like, you know, I'm still learning, which is, like, it's hard, but it's fun. It's a fun part of the process, you know?
I agree. I completely agree. What's, out of all streaming, so real life, you know, working, streaming, personal life, how do you find a way to fit everything in? What's been like your biggest pain points, while trying to grow your community, try to grow your channel? Like, how have you been dealing with just life in general around streaming, or just around trying to stream?
All right, well, getting a Discord was actually huge. That helped out a lot.
Okay, Discord's amazing when it works.
Because I just got a Discord. I've maybe had one for maybe a month.
Okay.
And you can stay in contact with, you know, your friends that, you know, you're either gaming with, the people that are following you, you know, whoever's interested in your channel, you're able to stay in contact with them in real time, you know, and not just when not just when I have, you know, a controller in my hands. Yes. You know what I mean? So it's, I think that's a great way. I mean, Twitter is a good way to kind of get there and maybe meet people, but it's not as like, I don't feel like you get to know people like through Twitter. You know what I mean? It's more of a kind of yeah, exactly. It's like a place to, you know, just to advertise, you know? But, let me see. Definitely through my Twitch channel, you know, people come in, they interact, you know, it's a great way to, you know, you just have to take the time to, you know, interact with them, get to know them and stuff like that. Because, I even surprised myself. People come back to my channel and I'm just like rattling off facts about them that I remember. And I'm like, I surprise myself sometimes.
Right.
I'm like, holy shit. Like, I remember it a little, like, it's almost weird. But oh, it's cool. Cause like, I feel like I have like a core group of, you know, like viewers, you know, or people that I play with and everything. And it's like, we're getting to know each other on like a personal level. And I don't know, like, it's just how I find balance for it all. Like, I have pretty much, I have a set like work schedule, and I know my, typically I know my schedule in advance. It usually doesn't change last minute unless there's something huge, like a holiday or something. But that's when I, like, I expect that kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
But so yeah, like I know when I'm working and like what days, what times. So I try to just fit streaming around that, you know, like real life comes first. You got to take care of your responsibilities and everything like that. Like, yeah, definitely. And I definitely preach that to everyone who comes to my channel. You know, if they're like, oh, Monster, you know, sorry, I haven't been around or blah, 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 you know, sorry for this, sorry for that. It's like, yo, real life comes first. Like, you know, you don't have any commitments to me or anything. Like, I appreciate your time and, you know, you chilling with me. But, you know, if, you know, you had a paper for school due, or, you know, your cat is sick, something like that, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, you got to take care of, you know, real life, you know.
That's
Posey,
true.
What up? What's good? How are you?
Oh, Posey, what's up, man?
Yeah, Bacon, I'm working on that. I just kind of got caught up with the work on that after the show. But yeah, so I just try to keep everything balanced, like, you know, so I know when I have to work and everything like that, and then I try to like plan when. That like I have 3 days off in a row typically, so usually you'll get like a large part of my weekly streaming goes into those 3 days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
around like, you know, me doing other stuff, or sometimes I'll just wait till later stream once I have everything I needed to get out of the way done,
right?
You know, early in the day.
Oh yeah, real life can be you know, a pain sometimes, getting, especially when it takes away from doing what you like and really enjoy.
Yeah.
So let's see what so we talked about that. How about a quick overview, like in the week of streaming, what have you been focusing on? What games we've been like focusing on goal wise? But like, I guess your general over a week, do you change different things from a game sometime, or you stick on one game and you're like, you're in like a week of streaming?
All right, well, it depends on, because I don't have like a large like group of people I actually game with, so it sometimes it'll depend on who's on, or it'll just depend on what I'm feeling that day.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see, what's it called, it usually depends on just what I'm feeling. But right now, I've been heavy, heavy into Overwatch. Mm. It's a great game. I picked it up probably a little over a month ago. I don't know. Like, I was playing Call of Duty a lot, and I just wanted something to mix it up. I didn't think I would fall in love with this game so hard like I did, but I started playing this game. I absolutely loved it, so I've been playing this a lot. I'm playing competitive a lot with a few people that actually here. My boy Bacon, my boy Posey, they're in chat right now chilling. Let me see. But yeah, so I've been playing competitive about competitive Overwatch, trying to like build my own little six-man team, you know, kind of around what like my role is, and I'm just trying to kind of build around that, you know.
That's cool.
And also, I like I said, I got it probably a little over a month ago. It came with 10 loot boxes. Like a week or two before I got Overwatch, I did like this event on Call of Duty. I had saved up 100 loot boxes, and I made, you know, I blasted on Twitter like, oh, I'm going to be opening 100 loot boxes, you know, together. And it got a bunch of, this was before, you know, this was on the road to affiliate. This was on the road to 50 viewers, 50 followers. Right. So like I was, you know, just trying to, you know, get some hype on my channel. So I saved up 100 loot boxes. I got a bunch of people into my channel. I got a bunch of followers that day. I hit 50, which was, you know, one of the four goals you have to hit for affiliate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was one of the best days I've ever had streaming.
That's a good
So, like, yeah, it was really fun. And it was, like, more than anything, it was fun. I had a good time. And
That's awesome.
So I got Overwatch a little over a month ago. It came with 10 loot boxes. So I said, screw it. It can't take that long to save up 100 loot boxes. I'll just do 100 loot box drop, you know, in this game too. Yeah, after a while of playing the game, I realized loot boxes don't just like fall out of trees like they do on Call of Duty. So it's been a grind, but it's been worth it. So actually, I'm at 99 right now. I'm actually going to be doing that. It's funny, I have this podcast today at 3. I'm going to be doing the 100 loot box opening sometime later on tonight, you know.
Awesome. That's exciting, dude.
Yeah, man, because it's been a long grind. I haven't opened a single loot box on the game since I've owned it.
I don't even know what
comes in them, you know what I mean?
hopefully you got some cool skins and shit, dude.
Yeah, I just honestly, I just want like D.Va shit. That's my main.
I see you playing her all the time. That's like you're killing it with her.
Yeah, and like I said, I have a good group of people playing with. We've been having a good time, you know. So typically, at least in the last week or so, it's definitely been a lot of Overwatch, but yeah, I probably started with Call of Duty. That was probably like that's probably one of the biggest games I've played. You know, I've probably put the most time into that franchise. Okay. But I mix it up. I play. I have like played Fortnite, but I don't know. That game is just like rage fuel for me. So when I'm having a good game. Like, if you ever watch my stream, like, I could be having an amazing game. I still look pissed sometimes. You know? So, Fortnite is just, I don't know. Do it once in a while if my friends invite me, but I try to, typically lately, I've been sticking to Overwatch.
Yes, Average Pace Pope says that Fortnite and PUBG are indeed rage fuel.
Yes,
Bacon,
yes, Sword Art Online, best anime out there.
yeah, you mentioned you're an anime lover. What is your favorite anime of like all time?
All right, well, so all time number one is Dragon Ball Z by far. Nice. Like I just grew up on that, you know.
My too.
Whole life, you know, I just like, I don't know, Goku is all around like idol, but I feel like that's too much of an E, you know what I mean? Because that's so many anime fans' favorite anime.
Right.
So that's definitely one A. I would new age outside of, like, you know, the major anime out there. I would say Seven Deadly Sins. That's definitely one of my, that's probably outside of Dragon Ball Z, that's definitely my top anime. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that. I've heard of it, but I've never ever seen it. What's it? What's it about? Let's give us a quick synopsis.
Wait, say that again.
Well, what's it about?
Okay.
No one's seen it before.
It's about. So pretty much, it's about the knights. That they were so great, they became known as Thins, and then they get, like, excommunicated, they get excommunicated, and then they're being hunted down, but it's because the kingdom is corrupt, and they're actually heroes, and they all have, you know, cool special powers, and they are all named after a deadly sin. And it's led by the captain, who's Captain Meliodas. He's the Sin of Wrath, and he's, like, mega badass. Go around, you know, fighting people and stuff like that. It's a pretty dope show. I love it.
Sounds good. I'll have to check it out. Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah, it's actually...
Okay.
Alright, Cherry, have a... Can't wait to see you open those 100 loot boxes. Yes, more bits. Let's go, Cherry. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Spike yes. would be Goku.
Very supportive.
Average Space Pope says Cowboy Bebop, and that Spike would beat Goku any day.
Cowboy Bebop is a dope anime. Very it good is. Show.
Oh my gosh. So I see you have here Final Fantasy X, your favorite game of all time. Why?
Why, you said?
Yeah, why? What makes it your favorite game? So I agree with it. It's a great freaking game.
It's an amazing game. Game. I don't know. Like, when I first saw the trailer to Final Fantasy X, I was literally just, like, floored. I was amazed at how great, like, the visual effects, like the cutscenes and everything, how they looked. Because even at the time, Bit Queen out. Have a great day at work, Cherry. Thank you so much. The cutscenes themselves, even like television, movies, DVDs, like it just seems so far ahead of its time, so far ahead of, you know, anything that I currently was playing or anything that I had seen anywhere. The visual effects are what really pulled me in. And then, I got the game. I got the guide and everything with it. And I just started playing. I absolutely fell in love with the story and the characters. They're all, like, very unique, and, they all play their own roles. It's just like a crazy, crazy story too. Like, you get emotionally invested into the story and into the characters.
Completely.
And it just, like, I just put so much time into playing that game. I put in so many hours. I'm just like, I love everything about the game. I love, like, you know, the fight style, like the mechanics, how you fight, Blitzball. Blitzball. I've honestly put, like, so many hours just into Blitzball itself. I personally felt, especially at the time, I still to this day feel like Blitzball could be its own game. Like, if they made, like, it could be its own sport, like, sporting game, you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
So, there's so much you could do in that game. It's just, like, I don't know, just endless fun. And just to be honest, I've actually never beat the game, because I've got to the end. I had the guide. I got right before the last boss fight, and I was like, yo, I can't do it. I can't beat this game. I want it to, like, always be relevant in my life. I've literally played my first playthrough had at least 100 hours on it. Then I think I like lost my memory card. This was back on PS2 when like you had memory cards, not a hard drive. I willingly started 100 hours. And then that's the final boss. The first run through, I didn't even make it that far. Second run through, made it to the final boss and then stopped playing. I just kept like grinding, trying to get all the legendary weapons. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
That was fun.
And I just started over and I started a third one. This is all still on PS2. And then I started a fourth time on PlayStation 4. I got the remastered version.
Remastered. I was my next question. Did you buy the remastered?
Yeah, I'm not too far in one on PlayStation, so I'm gonna beat this version though. I'll finally beat the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's the ending was great. The ending, it was good. No, I'm not gonna say anything, but it was really good. I have all the Final Fantasies of 10. Did you play any other Final Fantasies besides 10? Or is 10 the first? 10 was the first one into your Final Fantasy.
Hold on, can you say that again?
Was 10 your first travel into Final Fantasy, or did you play any other series before 10?
Oh no, I played Final Fantasy 7.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was kind of like a collaboration. It was like, once I got far into the game, it became like a collaboration. Me, my little brother, and like his best friend. You know what I mean?
That's cool. You're all playing together and leveling up.
Because, because like the best friend, my brother's best friend, he like I had done, but he had done stuff. So he kind of just like brought that info to my game, you know.
That's awesome.
But I also never beat that one though. But that game was huge, and I was a kid. I just didn't have time for it.
No, I hear you. So long term goals. Like, what's your long term goal for streaming? I know it's a very hard question to answer because tomorrow could be completely different, but just like looking without any of the distractions, just being tunneled. What's your long term goals?
But it was cutting out a little. Is this like goals like for the immediate future or like overall for my channel?
Overall for your channel, like say. Let's say like a 5-year goal, like you're doing. Say you're going to do this for 5 years. What's your 5-year plan? I guess.
Okay.
6-month plan. Like, if you can't think out 5 years, even like 6 months.
Well, like definitely in 5 years, yeah, I could do that. Like in 5 years, I would definitely want to have made Twitch partner. You know, hopefully be doing something good like competitive, you know, playing like competitively somewhere, you know, on some game, you know, honestly, Call of Duty, Overwatch, what have you. I don't really care. Word, you get that PS Plus back, bacon. Dope. But yeah, I want to do everything and anything I can to put enough time into my channel to become partner. And then, you know, I've right now I have a million ideas now that I've become affiliate, but I want to do like some sort of maybe not clothing line, but like have like, you know, Red Monster apparel type thing, you know, t-shirts, hats, you know, stuff like that. Some like, you know, merch type thing. You know, because like I know I would love to have like a hoodie from my favorite streamer or something like that, you know, or like a hat, you know. So, and I'm sure a lot of other people have that same feeling. So, yeah, I want to do like, you know, like some sort of clothing line, apparel, merchandise type thing.
Yep. Completely good. That'd be so cool.
In real, I drank a lot of Red Bull, so I was thinking maybe try to cut that out. I want to get like a land like a G Fuel sponsorship, hopefully, because plus I actually know people who use that stuff. I would use it. I just feel like that'd be kind of like a dope brand standby.
That's a great idea. Hey, it can't hurt. It can't hurt to ask now. I know G Fuel and Rogue Energy drinks. I know they tend to like sponsor very well with smaller streamers. So if you're looking into, I would look into them now and just see what their requirements are. You might be surprised.
Yeah, I think I looked into G Fuel. I think I'm just a little too small for Fuel right now. But like I do have a couple sponsors. Like I'm sponsored by Fade Grips and Technique Sport. But I feel like I'm looking for like exclusive type sponsorships. Something where I feel like would do probably more for me and my channel and promote me. You know,
right?
Because like Fade Grips, Technique Sport, they have thousands and thousands of affiliates. You know. I see why it would be so difficult to promote all of them, you know.
Wow, yeah, no, that I agree. I'm also sponsored with them, and they're very. I love their grips, and I never use grips. I was like, grips are silly. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I was like, all right, I'll give them a shot. And playing like Nier and Neo, dude, they're amazing, and they make great quality. So you know, check them out. I'm not gonna drop my stuff, but check them out if you're ever interested.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I mean, I've been gaming, like I said, I've been gaming my whole life. You know, I play hours a day, several, you know, days a week. And I never thought to, you know, be like, oh, let me get some grips, blah, 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 you know. Yeah. But I looked into it. I gave them a shot. Absolutely loved them.
No, they're good. They're good. So Hypnotic is saying that Professor Broman stopped his ties with G Fuel because they were putting the over the limit of lead in their pre-workout products. So Professor Berman's a very so he cut ties with them. That's huge. I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay. I did not know that. That's not cool.
No. And Professor Broman, I don't know if anyone knows Professor Broman. He is a huge like streamer, and he's very inspirational, and he has awesome information. So I'm going to drop him here. Go check him out. Very good. Very good dude.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of Professor Broman.
I did not know that Hypnotic, but thank you. Thank you for sharing that. It's good to know.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, definitely good to know.
Damn.
But, I don't know. I just, right now, it's just funny. Like, because right now I have, like, this whole affiliate. I just became Twitch affiliate. That's popping off. Like, things with my channel are going, like, really well. And like in real life, things are going well for me. I just got a promotion at work and everything like that.
Congrats.
Like,
man.
I'm working on becoming a manager, you know. Honestly, like, the goal for this channel is one day, like, you know, it's a big goal, but one day I want to be able to walk out of management at my real life job and do this full time.
Oh, yeah, that'd
like be awesome. That, yeah, yo, like, straight up, it's like, oh, like, you know, we are thinking about, you know, even promoting you further into management. It's like, nah, I'm going to quit to play video games for five.
Like, bye, you know see you later.
Yeah, just like, that's it. And
I would love to see what people's face do when people, like, you know, the bigger streamers are like, hey, I became partner and I worked on for 5 years and I'm making this amount of money. I don't need this job anymore. Peace. I'm going to play video games for later. Yeah. I want to see people's faces.
Yeah. Because, like I said, like, I would love to walk out of that's a goal of mine, to walk out of a management position to pursue, you know, being a Twitch partner. Or, you know, I'm assuming, I would guess at this time, you know, when I'm quitting my management job, I'm already, you know, established partner. But eventually, I want to take this channel to the point where, yeah, I could do this full time and leave, you know, a management position, you know? If I had to, you know what I mean? If it wasn't getting in the way of, you know, streaming, but I'm assuming it would. But, yeah, man, I have big aspirations. I mean, some people might think that they're not, like, you know, valid or what have you, but, like, that's just how I've always been. Like, I'm very confident in myself, you know? it's got to start, you got to start there, you know, you got to be, you know, confident in number one, you know?
That's
so
right.
I'm very confident in myself, and like, I feel as though I set realistic goals for myself.
Amen.
And in 5 years, I absolutely 1000% believe I could become a Twitch partner.
How are
like, you know, do this, you know, full time. And that's, you know, the goal, you know, I'm going to, I understand that there's a lot of time and a lot of hard work that's going to go into that. And totally down for it. That's the thing.
Oh yeah, I hear, and it's, those are good goals, man. And just got, I, you know, I don't know what it takes to be a partner, and I think there's a lot of hard work and some luck in there as well. But I, you know, keep pushing, dude. You know, the stream looks good. I enjoy coming to your stream and hanging out. So keep going, man. Don't stop.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, man. And like I said, it just I have fun with it, you know, with the streaming, you know, I have fun, so it's just like that's like a big part of it, you know, I'm enjoying myself, so I'm just gonna kind of, and I'm passionate about it, so I'm just gonna continue to, you know, pursue what I'm passionate about. You thought you were my love.
That's so true, you know, don't stop the quit. Miss Ember has a question for you. Is your favorite color red?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, if any chat, you guys got questions, please feel free to drop any questions for Monster, Red Monster. He is the guest of Meet the Streamer. We're learning about him today. So any questions you have, drop them in there. We'll ask them, and he'll answer. And we'll get to know him even more. Come in and know him better, man.
I just want to take a quick second to shout out everybody in chat. You know, I've been kind of caught up, you know, everything. Yeah. But what's up, everybody? Bacon, Posey, thanks for being here. And everybody else who's not chatting, thanks for being here. I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Hypnotic's in here, you know, chit-chatting everything. What up, man?
It's awesome. Yes, thank you, everyone, for stopping in and chilling with us. So... have you ever attended any, or if you haven't attended, do you want to attend like the bigger events like PAX or, E3s, anything like those?
I have not. And I would want that. I would absolutely love to, attend like one, if not all of those.
That would be fun. I would love to go. I would love to get like a group thing together with like streamers, like you and a bunch of other people, and just go and just go freaking have a party.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Honestly, that I did, like, you know, I'm sure like a lot of other people, you know, on the new year, I set like a list of goals and everything like that. And going, I believe going to TwitchCon was on there. Like, I want to go to something like that
TwitchCon,
this year.
You have TwitchCon is the one you put down. You would like to go to this to take place. That'd be awesome. I would love to go to TwitchCon. That's a great place to just do lots of networking and meet a lot of new people.
Yeah, because awesome. I feel like I wouldn't be going there at this point, like, and like with my streaming, I feel like I wouldn't be going there just as like a fan. I'd be going there more as like, you know, fellow streamer. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
right.
Like, you know, making friends. You know. Rubbing elbows with like the big dogs and shit, you know.
That'd be awesome. I would love to do that. We should definitely look into that. I would love to go with just a bunch of people as like, you know, the small streamers like unite and just go out and chill. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Posey just said he might go to TwitchCon too. This dude is in Sweden.
Dude,
yo,
that's awesome. Let's go.
Yo, straight up, yo, Posey.
I got two questions for you, Monster. Oh, go ahead.
If you're gonna go to TwitchCon, definitely let me know. Future will set up all the plans. We'll make this happen.
Hell
and
yeah!
Like Ryvan said, we'll make it a group thing, dog. So definitely, like,
so awesome.
I believe it's in like October. So we'll definitely have to talk about that. But yeah, you said you got a couple questions.
Miss Embert wants to know where you're from.
I'm from Boston.
There you go, Boston.
Yeah,
East Coast.
I'm from Boston.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then Hypnotic, any new games releasing that you're excited for this year?
I I really want to play the... I don't believe it's been released. I really want to play the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah, not
Let me see. For new games, I haven't really had my eye on new games as of late, really. I've been seeing you... Like, my brother had it. I've been watching Riven stream Neo. I've always wanted to give that a shot. Now that I've seen you streaming it, it makes me want to get into it more. But let me see. Here, let me stop and like think for a second.
That's a frustrating game, though, dude.
It's not a new game, but Persona 5, it came out last year. I started it. I got a lot of time into it. Long story short, this was on my old PlayStation. I lost that PlayStation, so I don't even have that saved game anymore. I just actually picked it back up when I got like my camera and everything, my green screen, for like my affiliate stream and shit. So I just picked that up. I put so many hours into that game in such a short amount of time. Like, I absolutely love that game. Persona 5. And for some reason, you can't stream it. So
really?
Like, yeah, it's blocked. I tried it a couple of days ago. I don't know if you saw like a tweet about me streaming a random game, which was this one. No, it's like it's blocked because it's like a story based game.
Oh, that's why. So it's spoilers, yeah.
Yeah, it's like pretty much playing an anime.
Okay.
Which is like right up my alley. So it's dope, you know. But you can't stream it, so I'm having a hard time fitting it into my schedule. You know what I mean? Because right now I'm really focusing hard, obviously, on growing my channel.
Right. Oh, agreed. That's crazy to actually block it. Which is funny because they don't block like the Final Fantasy game, which is all story based and whatnot, but that's strange.
Yeah, and it's been like over a year, so I thought that maybe they dropped the restrictions, but no.
Well, I know we already know this, but Miss Embert's asking, do you like COD?
Yes.
Yes, he's a big COD player.
Yeah, absolutely. I like COD. Stuck on games, you know what I mean? I kind of just go like through phases. Like, I'll play a game really hard. Like, I played Call of Duty really hard. Right now I'm playing like Overwatch really hard, you know what I mean? But yeah, absolutely. Call of Duty fan.
Is Fortnite considered anime?
No.
I don't think so. Fortnite annoys the shit out of me. it's the PlayStation Network that's the issue. Yeah, PlayStation Network annoys me. I don't like PlayStation Network, but that's just me. All right, we're coming up on time here. We have 10 minutes left. So let's see. Actually, I'm gonna move a question to chat. So hold on. Chat. So I didn't do it the 3 weeks ago because we had a little break because of my work schedule was nuts. But at the end of every episode, we're gonna have something called the Question of the Week. So I think between my work and everything, the first question we ever had was, "Who's your favorite streamer to watch and why?" And then we just never got to the actual answers. I had a few answers. I have to go back and find them. I didn't prep them for this one. But we're going to start brand new for Question of the Week. The question is, out to chat and everyone, your weirdest dream you ever had, your weirdest dream. So you can reply to myself, to Hypnotic, to at more.radio, to Red Monster if you want to drop it into Discord if you want to join the Discord. I have a place called Question of the Week. Respond there. We will gather all the questions wherever you post them. And we will read them live at the end of the next show. So your weirdest dream. That is the question of the week. So, but This is the format that we're doing. This is Meet the Streamer, guys. If anyone's just joining in and you don't know what this is, it's Meet the Streamer, where we sit down with random streamers. Well, not random streamers. We meet them, we know them, and we learn about them beforehand. Not just, hey, you, we're going to have an interview with you. No, not random streamers, but different streamers around the community. And we sit down and talk with them, and we allow people who come into the section and talk and learn about them more. Hopefully it gives insight. You can hear what their goals are, what their aspirations are, and they're growing. And then you can go check out their content. You can find them, and that's a big thing. Where can we find you, Red Monster? Where do you live on the internet?
All right. I got a Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. It's red_monsta, and it's MON5TA. Mm. My Twitch, obviously, it's right here. _red_M0N5TA. And Monsta, because I'm from Boston. Like, the story behind my name, kind of like a twist on, I wanted to have a name that was like really intimidating and everything. So, Fenway Park has the Green Monster. So, like that, something that big, you know, but red and playing online games. So something that big and red coming at you, that's mad scary. So The Red Monster.
That's cool. I thought I'd do something with Fenway Park. I'm like, maybe he's a baseball fan. I was thinking Boston, Fenway Park, Monster, the Green Monster.
Yeah. So I just kind of like brought it all together.
That's awesome, dude. Very, very cool. Are any questions? Any questions for Monster?
Yeah. Any questions you got for your boy? Queen Invert, thank you for the follow. Appreciate that.
There we go. So this is going to be posted on YouTube. We're going to post. I keep saying audio podcast. I just wasn't sure how to do it. I looked into it further. I figured it out. So it'll be my goal to get it up this week on podcast. So you can go to download it wherever podcast is available. Listener feedback, guys. Listener feedback is awesome. That's how we're going to improve the channel. It's myself and usually Hypnotic Ent. He's in my chat. He's also in the Red Monsters chat. He's the other co-host of the show, but he was a little under the weather today, so he's hanging out in chat with us. But it's going to be two of us, myself and Hypnotic, and then we interview the other person. This case, the Red Monster. The next one is Danny Dies. On what day is that? The 25th of February. We're sitting down with her. She's a big Fallout 4 player, so we're gonna listen to her story about how she got into streaming. But listen to feedback. Shoot me a link over at shoot me a response over at ryven@moredots.tv, and leave me feedback, or drop a line on Twitter, drop a line to Discord, and we'll read it live on the show. We want to hear what you have to say, what you guys are. About the show, about what's going on with it. Same thing with reviews. Leave a review on YouTube, leave a review on Twitter, wherever. And so we can read it, and we can be constructive, so we can understand, or hey, you know, whatever. Beat us up. You know, we'll take the bad criticism too. But let us know what you think, and hey, we'll help bump the show up, and we'll also read the reviews live on stream. But I think I don't have anything else. Monsta, do you have anything else?
I just want to thank everybody for being here, you know, and all the support. I want to thank you, Ryven, for, you know, the support, putting me on the right track, you know, introducing me to all the right people. And let's just continue the progress. Things have been going really well on the channel, so let's continue to do so, because I get some more things behind the scenes working, you know, so I get some more stuff coming to the channel. Like I said, those emotes will be on the way momentarily. And awesome. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. Appreciate you being here.
Awesome. You guys, you rock, Monster. So, listen, I'm going to give a shout out to Ink Designs because they created the overlay. If you're looking for artwork, you're looking for emotes, message at Ink Designs on Twitter, and they will go ahead and hook you up. The prices are very reasonable, and they will get you set up with either emotes or a new branding maybe you need. So check them out at Ink Designs. They want to hook us up with this this awesome overlay. So
that's who's taking care of my emotes.
Is it?
So definitely,
go.
Yeah. So
go.
Definitely, look, Vandal Vision and Rotting
Jackal. Yeah. Awesome, awesome dudes. And then, yeah, that's it. I think we're gonna get on out of here, guys. Awesome show. I had fun. I think,
I had a great time.
Red Monster had fun. So that's excellent, guys. I had a great time. We're gonna go on. We're gonna get out of here, and we're gonna go. I'm gonna get food, but because I'm always eating. Just give me that food, dude. Hypnotic, it was cool. You came into chat, and you were here. You were talking. You had some good questions. I appreciate it, dude. That's Hypnotic, and the co-host of Meet the Streamer. I'm one of the other co-hosts, Riven. This has been Meet the Streamer, episode 3. Say hello again to Red Monster. Make sure you go check him out, guys. He's very competitive and a very good first-person player. First-person shooter player. So he's fun to chill with. So that's it, guys. We're getting on out of here. We'll catch you guys later. Peace out, guys. Peace. Bye.
Later.
Bye.